listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Multiple pro women's basketball games have been interrupted in recent days after brightly colored sex toys were thrown onto courts. The Women's National Basketball Association has condemned the actions and promised bans and prosecutions. Assistant Director of American Culture Studies at Washington University, Noah Cohen, joins me now as research focuses on fan cultures, power and inequality, especially as it relates to race and gender. And he's had a special focus on basketball. Noah, thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
There's a lot to unpack. What do you think is happening here in these cases of people throwing these sex toys onto the court of WNBA games?
Well, in some ways, it's something new, and that is it apparently involves a group on the internet that's trying to draw attention to meme coin to get viral moments for whatever meme coin they're selling. But in more ways, it's just something old, and that is a way of policing the sporting space and telling women that they're not welcome in it. And one way to do that is to sexualize them, and one way to sexualize them is to use a sex toy to throw it onto the court. So the perpetrators claim it's just to be funny, just for a viral moment, but it's part of a centuries-long attempt to keep women out of sports. Unfortunately for the perpetrators, the WNBA is here to stay. It's growing. It's bigger than ever. That may be part of the reason they chose it now as the time to act in this way, but it's just part of a larger, longer history of women's participation in sport being policed.
I know Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve basically shared some of the same sentiments that you just did. She feels like, you know, it's sexualization of women. It's been going on for centuries. You know, it's not funny. I guess I would ask, when you look at the response of the league and other people affiliated with the league, do you think the response has been strong enough and appropriate enough to get the message across that this is not acceptable?
I do think so, because they're taking action to prevent it, and they're also not going to give it too much oxygen. I mean, that's part of what these perpetrators want, is attention. So just saying flatly, this is unacceptable, we won't tolerate this anymore, and trying to move on and get attention to the really incredible stories of the women playing the game and the games that they are participating in is the best approach to take.
Should these players be concerned about their safety because of this? Not only on the court, but off the court as well?
Yeah, I think women athletes should always be concerned about their safety. This might heighten it to some degree, just because it fuels people with bad intentions. But I also think that the league is aware, the players are aware, and there are already structures in place to keep them safe. So while there might be a degree of heightened precaution necessary, I don't think it's a sea change. I think this is another bump in a very bumpy road for the WNBA that just now is really accelerating into a good place.
Should we be concerned that this could be seen at other women's sporting events? I mean, we're seeing an incredible growth in women's sports across the board in many areas.
I do think that's possible, that we will see it in other sports. But I think the WNBA, because of that viral growth, because of the presence of Caitlin Clark and sort of discussions about the WNBA in the culture wars, means that it's the platform that has the most prominence and thus most likely the place where this is most likely to happen. That's not to say it won't happen other places, but I think the WNBA does have a special spot in American sports culture right now.
Now, and a lot of people might say, and I brought up, you know, that you have had a special focus on basketball. A lot of people might say, well, this is, you know, just basketball. This is just part of the culture there. You know, would you agree or disagree with that?
I would disagree, because they're not throwing sex toys at men's games. The sex toy has a specific object. It is a specific object that has a specific reference that is sexual. And doing that at women's games, but not at men's games, sends a clear message about who is welcome and who is marginalized in the sporting space.
You know, I'm curious, when we look at how the league has addressed this, you know, could you go into more detail on kind of what they're doing to try to stop these incidents?
Well, they certainly have heightened awareness about trying to find anyone who threw the objects and quickly, immediately remove them from the arena and press charges. Beyond that, and I guess bag policies, clear bag policies, which a lot of leagues already have. MLB has a policy where you can only bring in a bag that is clear. That kind of thing could also help just as a preventative measure. I don't know the degree to which they're putting in new bag policies at arenas, but I would think if they're not already doing so, that those changes are on the way.
Now, you mentioned something that made me key in as a member of the media. And we talk a lot about media literacy here, but the fact that, you know, the WNBA is trying to stop this without drawing too much attention to it. You know, how do we have discussions around this without making it sensational?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the way to do that is just to say, to call it what it is, to not entertain the justifications of, oh, this is just for virality. This is just a funny joke. To shut that down immediately, to point to the larger history with regard to women athletes and just flatly say that it's unacceptable is the way to approach it. I think it's not something where you want to give them the oxygen to really explain it. It's clear cut to me that this is part of that larger history with regard to women's sport, and just say we're moving beyond this and we're not going to give you the attention you desire.
That is Noah Cohen. He is Assistant Director of American Culture Studies at WashU. Noah, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.